I'm Levon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And you know, Miss Nini, when we do Family Fun in the Kitchen, there's usually something yummy. Not always. Sometimes we have some other information. Mm-hmm. But usually there's something yummy coming out of the kitchen. And that's going to be true today.
It is. We're going to visit about raspberries. And one of my favorite fruits is a red raspberry. Now, you might think that, why are we just chatting?
People love about, well, that's true. But I want to comment, people love raspberry. Anytime you mention raspberry, mm-hmm. lemonade, raspberry pie, raspberry, whatever raspberry, people are crazy about raspberries.
Yes.
And so you're lucky.
We think of it as a summertime fruit where we can go out and pick the beautiful red berries off those thorny bushes. But my raspberries are quite unique, I think, because usually they will bear in the fall of the year.
And in addition?
Only in the fall.
Okay.
Now, this year, it was really crazy because they gave me fruit in July, and now they're giving me fruit again. I thought it was just appropriate to bring on board a recipe for fresh raspberry buttermilk cake.
And just in case, not everybody else is so lucky, mm-hmm. you're going to talk about you could substitute frozen.
Oh, yes.
Okay, you always do that. Yes.
So when Fred came in the other day and said, oh, you got raspberries bearing again, and I knew some were coming on because when I mow in that area, I could see that, gosh, they're flowering again. And it's just like all of a sudden they pop up overnight and there they were. But I didn't have enough raspberries, fresh raspberries, for the required amount in this cake recipe, which was 1.5 cups. Now, let's talk a little bit about this cake recipe because it's so easy to do. It's a one-layer cake, requires no frosting. Just if your interest is to have a dusting of powdered sugar over the top of it, that's gorgeous along with it and provides a visual aspect mm-hmm. to it too. But this raspberry cake has butter and, of course, flour and a leavener of baking powder, salt, sugar, vanilla
basics.
Vanilla extract, eggs, buttermilk, which if you don't have that on hand as either a liquid buttermilk or even the dry buttermilk powder, it's so easy to make your own by souring milk using an acid, whether it's lemon juice or vinegar. Then the other requirement was the fresh raspberries. I was able to strip my plants of about a cup of fresh raspberries, and I didn't even eat any input.
Oh, no, how could you stop from eating those fresh raspberries?
No, because I wanted to be sure I had enough for the recipe. But when I didn't have enough, I only had a cup of fresh raspberries, I thought, aha, I know what I'm going to use, because I didn't want to shortchange the recipe of fruit. That's what made it pretty. That's what made it tasty. That's what's the whole
uniqueness. That's what makes it unique, yes.
Sure, behind it. About a week prior to that, I was walking along the frozen food aisles at the grocery store, and I saw a bag of pomegranate-infused cranberries in the frozen food section. Surely, I thought there's got to be a use for them, and I was thinking at the time putting them in my breakfast smoothie, mm-hmm. which I did do, and I liked it. I liked it very well that way too, because it added a little tart flavor. But I added a half cup of those and just gave them a 15 seconds or so in the microwave to get the frost out of them, and combined them then with the raspberries to put in this cake. And Levon, I love the flavor. I think I liked it better this way than with the original
just
recipes.
Just raspberries, mm-hmm. yes. So does the recipe originally, before you start misneenying mm-hmm. it, have other fruit in it, or is it just raspberries in the original recipe?
The original recipe called for just fresh raspberries, okay. But the caveat was to use whatever fresh fruit you would. And of course, blueberries would work, even a variety of raspberries, the yellow raspberries or probably even black raspberries, and put in there, maybe even cut up some strawberries to make that work. Peaches, fresh peaches, I could see that in this too.
So you have a basic recipe, mm-hmm. a basic cake recipe with that amount of fruit in it. And I think people like a recipe because they're kind of afraid to step outside of a recipe. So they know they need a cup and a half of fruit, whatever kind. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's a good basic.
That is correct. Now, I like to be able to taste the flavor of what I think I'm getting in a recipe. And sometimes when we add extracts, flavorings, that nature to a recipe, it's expected that the product will taste like that extract or flavoring that was added. Because I have used raspberries in this recipe. I really wanted more of a real raspberry flavor that I could get. I make a lot of recipes in which I use a raspberry extract, but those particular recipes are not baked. And so I'm able to still get a raspberry flavor from that raspberry extract. When I bake, oftentimes that flavor of an extract or a flavoring is baked out during that high heat process. And it's such a disappointment.
Kind of evaporates as it bakes.
It seems like it. In my search for trying to overcome that issue in baking, led me to a website called Loran, LoranOils.com. And it's just a whole buffet of offerings of extracts and baking emulsions and flavorings and oils that can be used in food preparation process. I did end up purchasing some raspberry emulsion, and it's claimed the flavor does not bake out when using an emulsion, and that's what I used in this recipe.
So it's in a bottle.
It is. It's in a brown bottle.
So it's liquid when you pour it out.
It is. And it has a thick viscosity to it. So the bottle, I don't shake my bottles of extracts before I pour from them, but with an emulsion, it must be shaken in order to get everything combined. And with using an emulsion, the recipe calls for 1 teaspoon of an extract. You would use the same amount of an emulsion.
How is an emulsion different than an oil? Because they're flavored oils also.
Yes. For my purposes, what I've used as an oil, I've used citrus oils, and they are much more concentrated. Those oils, for instance, I've used orange, lime, and lemon, are the results of squeezing out or extracting the oil from the rind of those citrus fruits. And of course, that oil is very intense, and you use much, much less in a recipe. Now, I love using citrus oils too. And that's one thing. I'm wavering onto another subject here, but even when we judge our Angel Food Cake contest at the Iowa State Fair, many times entrants will use lemon extract or lemon zest or lemon juice. And I often think when I'm tasting this product and evaluating it, I'm thinking, where is the lemon flavor? Where is all this that they've put in there? And yet I'm still not tasting the lemon flavor. So I will often suggest using lemon oil instead, because you will get a much truer lemon flavor. And those oils are available online at Amazon.com sells them. KingArthurFlour.com sells them. Just even type in buy lemon oil or buy lime oil or buy raspberry emulsion, and the internet will come up with so many different options for you.
Okay, and I'm sure there are some specialty stores that would also carry those, so you can look around. But it's always good if you are a user of the internet, at least you get some basic information to start with there, and price and so on and so forth.
And the thing that when I went to the Loran Oil website, that was an eye-opener to me. I guess they originally went there because I was making something with chocolate. And anytime I put an extract in or a flavoring in, if the chocolate was melted, the chocolate would seize up. It would go from this beautiful liquid state to this awful crumbly state. And I thought, there has to be a way. How come all these candy companies can get away with it? So that's then when I discovered the Loran Oils Company, and they have flavor extracts and flavorings specifically to use with chocolate so that the chocolate won't seize up.
Anything else special about this cake? We talked about basic ingredients, probably the basic method. And the special thing, of course, are the raspberries.
Yes, that's right. But again, remember, you can use whatever fruit you want into it. But it's with the buttermilk in it and the butter, it does become a very moist cake, and it stays fresh for a long time, too. So that, I think, is the beauty of this cake. So have fun with it.
Yes, give it a try with whatever fruit you have on hand.
That's right. And if you want that recipe, just give us a call at KJAN.out here, and we'd be happy to get it for you. Or if you want it maybe in a different format, go to kjan.com, click on programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and that recipe for fresh raspberry buttermilk cake will be up there for you. We're so glad that you joined us today, and if you have raspberries, be sure to make some great use with them. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.